Hello and welcome to Wine Blast. I'm Susie, he's Peter, and as usual, we have a lot of wine in front of us that we are very excited to share with you. And this time, it's all about the recommendations, because we are handing down the 10 wine commandments.
Yep. We're going full on Moses mode in this episode, heading into potentially controversial, but also hopefully helpful and enlightening territory as we nail down the 10 wine staples you should never be without.
So this was a question that came up in our recent live Q&A episode. What should you always have stocked at home? And I think your immediate response was a family pack of Alka-Seltzer, wasn't it? Fair enough.
You know, I think you said definitely no Pinot Grigio.
Oh,
so yes. So I think, you know, I think we both had a go at revving up the audience.
Oh, dear.
But on a more serious note, you made the point that it's all about what you like, you know, your favourites, because what you stock at home has to be something, you know, that you're going to reach for on a regular basis.
So absolutely. Like, I mean, why, you know, it's so much about personal taste. Also, what tends to work well in this context are versatile wines that will tick lots of boxes and go with lots of dishes.
Yeah.
And things that won't offend people.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, all this got us thinking that this is a really interesting topic that, you know, we should spend a bit of time exploring properly, hence this pod. And we've touched a bit on how we're going to do this already. It's going to work on two levels, because we're not afraid of being multi-layered in this podcast.
You know? We're not trying to multitask, are we? Because that's way beyond us.
Like a good Battenberg. We're multi-layered. No, we're going to recommend 10 wine styles in a general sense. So within that, you can choose individual wines that work for you. But we also, as we said, have some specific wines and recommendations to make too, hence this groaning table.
Indeed. We didn't want to just be talking about generalities. So this episode is kindly sponsored by Waitrose, who, as those who live in the UK know, do a fine line in wine. So we're going to be recommending specific wines from them as we go along. Wines we've personally chosen from their range, which we've tasted on multiple occasions to be absolutely sure they are delicious.
And what makes this even tastier is that Waitrose are currently running a special offer.
Oh,
of
like
love,
we did
love
there.
A special, don't we? Of 25% off all wine and champagne priced between £6 and £100 when you buy six or more bottles. So you can save your hard-earned cash while stocking up.
But you'll have to be quick, won't you? Because this particular offer only lasts until Tuesday, the 7th of November, 2023. Now, we'll put the full T's and C's on our show notes. The offer does run across Waitrose and WaitroseCellar.com, so in-store and online. And Waitrose Cellar has a broader wine range, so it's really well worth checking that out online.
Yeah.
And you do get the discount there as well as regular
now,
Waitrose.
Apologies if you're listening after this date, but I have to say that, you know, we would recommend these wines even at non-discounted prices. It's an important point to make. You know, they're seriously good quality and value, so the tips still stand.
Yeah, and of course, if you're based outside the UK, as we know many of you are, it's very likely that your local stores will have something similar. And as we've said, we'd encourage you anyway to adapt our recommendations to your own taste, because that's what this is all about. You know, having wines at home that you want to reach for on a regular basis and which will make your life altogether more pleasurable.
Cheers to that. So one thing to add before we start, it wasn't easy. Was it whittling down this list
to just
10? We did try a lot of wines.
We did.
We also sought the views of the Waitrose buying team. But the problem with doing all of this is, you know, you start off aiming for just 10 and you end up with about 500 options.
So we're aware this could prove somewhat controversial.
Yeah.
But if you disagree with our choices, then let us know. You know, tell us why we're wrong, or share your favourites. You can find us on Instagram or X, email us via our website, or leave us a voice message via the magic of SpeakPipe. You'll find the links on our show notes.
Yeah, but generally speaking, we wanted to focus on things that are as delicious, affordable, and useful probably the key term, like, yeah, as useful as possible, you know, kind of go-to styles and wines. But that can cover quite a range of functions.
I would say our default context was basically brilliant everyday drinking.
Yeah.
But it's also, I think, both worth bearing in mind that what works best with food is important too, because that's when most wine gets drunk, when we're eating.
Yeah.
And what you can serve to your guests.
Yeah, because that's an important consideration as well, isn't it? It's not just about you, it's about who you're drinking with. Also, maybe, you know, last-minute presents you can take round to a get-together. You know, if you're anything like me, you're not allowed to comment at this point. If you're anything like me, tend to leave this to the last minute or just forget.
Mm.
So something you can just grab out of the wine rack can be really useful in that sense. I speak from experience.
Or bottles to open to celebrate, you know, because sometimes that happens too. You know, impromptu celebrations make life a whole lot more fun.
We're pretty good at that, I think, aren't we? Impromptu
celebrations. Very good at it.
I think we even celebrated making a lasagna the other day, didn't we? Which is definitely making lasagna a strong form of magic
in my book.
I think that's
worth celebrating. You know, come on.
Maybe I'm easily impressed. Another secret to a happy life. Anyway, but also then, you know, covering off summer and winter drinking, you know, in terms of considerations, to get a year-round balance.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was also, essentially, we had a lot of things to bear in mind. But we should say the one thing we're not doing here is recommending wines for building a cellar. This isn't about laying down wines for future drinking. It's all about what to have to hand on a regular basis. Essentially, your high-turnover bottles.
Yeah, we probably just, if we don't need to go into just how high the turnover is.
No.
Especially not in our household.
No.
We can all keep these things discreet, can't we? But, you know,
we're all different.
Absolutely. Wines for everyday drinking to bring you joy, you know, and help make the world a tastier place. So should we get going?
We shall. Why not? So our first wine staple you should never be without is a decent traditional method sparkling wine. And by that we mean things like champagne, most English fizz, good Australian Californian, essentially bottle matured, lees aged sparkling wine.
Yeah, I mean, it makes for a brilliant aperitif, doesn't it? You can also use it as a gift, and it can fill in, you know, as an impromptu celebration wine, you know, or to welcome a guest who comes around unexpectedly. The list goes on.
Very multi-purpose, yeah. And I actually, what we should say is the advantage of traditional method fizz over, for example, a tank method fizz like most Prosecco is that it can improve with age. So if you want to buy a few, for example, on a special offer, like the one Waitrose are currently doing, you can keep them for quite a while at home, and they'll not only last, but they'll get even tastier over time, won't they?
Yeah, I mean, the one caveat is the associated price tag with this kind of fizz. You know, because of the time and capital intensive production method, also the associated image and prestige. But the key is to find the best value in this context. So, you know, champagne is always a popular option here. Something from a reputable producer, could be a smaller grower, or a big name like Bollinger, you know, whose non-vintage is about £55 and whose La Grande Année vintage is around £130.
But I think what we'd say, what works really well in this category is English sparkling wine. Mm. Now, the good stuff is by no means cheap, but it can be really good value in the context.
Yeah.
You know, there's an ever-growing range out there, but we've gone local and we've chosen Hattingley Classic Reserve Brut non-vintage, which is beautifully fresh and appetizing, but also complex and bready. It's a really good all-rounder. It's very stylish and grown up.
Yeah, I mean, they use a bit of oak in their winemaking, and they switched to multi-vintage a while ago, non-vintage a while ago, didn't they? Both of these things tend to make for more complex, consistent and well-rounded wine. So, you know, that's a really good shout, really.
Absolutely. And just to confirm, the price of this is £33.99 normally. £99 normally, but it's just £25.49 on offer, which I think is a bit of a bargain.
And it
will mature really nicely too, so you could certainly buy a few of those and tuck a few away.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so moving on, our next staple is your zingy white, something really fresh and invigorating, you know, to give you a bit of a slap around the chops occasionally, you know, shake you by the lapels. generally ratchet up your zest for life. See where I'm going there. Yeah, you just look at me.
We need some zingy whites.
You know, we do. We do. We
always
do.
In our house.
You know, also, of course, on a more serious note, you can go with a whole category of food that needs something fresh and racy, like, I don't know, Thai green curry, asparagus.
Mm-hmm.
Ceviche is always really good with this sort of thing
lovely,
as well. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And actually, there are lots of options here. So pic pull de pine, for example, is a really good, reliably good value option.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's Grunefeldlinge, there's Sancerre, there's many more. It's a long list. We also got some great suggestions here from the Waitrose team who we surveyed on this topic. Now, head of buying Pier Paolo Petrassi, who we've had on the pod before.
We have.
He recommended South Australian Riesling, saying, and I quote, "The world loves crisp, dry white, and this is the one we reach for at home the most. The crisp acidity works brilliantly with a variety of food types, particularly Asian/fusion.
Absolutely.
Ages brilliantly, and it's fab to taste at various stages of development too."
Yeah, spot on. Can't argue with that.
So you can keep that
great
one.
Shout, great shout. You know, along similar stylistic lines, but a different location, buyer Emma Penman recommended dry German Riesling for being crisp, refreshing and easy. So, you know, you've got Australia, you've got German Riesling, really interesting there, but the dry style. And then Americas and Iberia buyer Adam's tip was Albarino. For being a great value wine that's super drinkable and very versatile. So always great to have a bottle in the fridge ready to go. I totally agree with that.
Ready to go. Love that. Poised for action.
Ready to go.
It's quite a comical image, isn't it?
It's like it's in a sort of action
now those are excellent shouts. And they give an idea of the many options here.
Mm.
But we've gone for one of our favourite grape varieties. Probably a little controversial, but Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc, yes.
Because it's just so flavoursome and refreshing and joyful. And it always brings a smile to my face, which is why we tend to have a bottle in the fridge ready to go.
In case of emergencies. In case you need emergency cheering up. Exactly.
I think I have an emergency at 6 o'clock every day.
The one we've chosen is the St. Clair Wairau Valley Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc 2022. Yeah, this is from the classic, Wairau sub-region of Marlborough. But funny enough, it isn't the most exuberant style of Sauvignon, which you might expect from this area. You know, it's actually fairly restrained and with a sort of flinty tomato shoot complexity. But what it is tangy and juicy and succulent. It's really easy drinking, but also a good one for food.
Yeah, yeah. It's really quite stylish, and particularly for the price. You know, it's £15.99 normally, but down to £11.99 on offer.
Yeah, it's really good value. And just on the subject of price, if you want a cheeky alternative here, the Tiki Ridge Sauvignon Blanc 2022 comes in a can.
You love that, don't you?
At £3.65. And talking about, you know, ideal for fridge door, or picnics, everyday sort of scenarios. And, you know, we find generally this sort of fresh, exuberant style of white works really well in an alternative format like a can.
Yeah, so, particularly. It really does.
You know, while we're checking out. But that one's on Waitrose rather than WaitroseCellar.com.
Good shout. Yeah. Now, our third category is full-bodied, nutty white.
Yes.
Now, this is more of a special occasion wine than the zingy white, so you can feel like you're spoiling yourself, which we all need to do every so often, don't we?
Is that a hint that as a good husband I should be picking up on?
You should be buying me
more
full-bodied,
to be attuned to these now.
Nutty whites.
or either that or a spa day. I'm not going to make you choose. I'm not going to make you choose.
Spa day with a nutty white.
Life goals. Now, there are lots of good options here, like good Chenin Blanc from South Africa, for example. Now, in our world, we love a bit of good oak aging because, you know, it adds complexity and wonderful flavours of butter, nuts, curry leaf, that sort of snap, crackle and pop, which we've discussed before. But always elegantly done. And because there is such a thing as bad oak too, so it's got to be well done.
Now, of course, regular listeners will know we are confirmed Chardonnay tarts. So no surprise, That's our choice here. It was also, interestingly, the choice of waitress by Ali, who particularly likes Australian, ideally Margaret River Chardonnay, for its smooth texture and food-matching abilities. And also Becky Hull MW, who buys Australia and New Zealand. She also recommended Australian Chardonnay, saying the country is making some elegant styles now with unbeatable value for the quality. And she should know.
I think that's definitely something we'd endorse. And there's some amazing Australian Chardonnay out there right now, isn't there? You know, it's seriously good value in the context. But we've got something a bit different here, haven't we?
We do. Now, there are lots of styles of Chardonnay, but as you've already said, we personally love a carefully oaked one. There are few more delicious wines out there, in our opinion, are there really?
Not really.
And we've got a belter, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
It's the Bouchard Finlayson Crocodile's Lair Caiman's Gut, I think that's how you say it, Chardonnay 2021 from the Ellenskloof Mountains in South Africa. It is so good.
Oh, my word. It's nutty and toasty and buttery. You know, the fruit is cool and crisp. It's sort of green and red apples. You know, it's got the exuberance and intensity of New World Chardonnay, but none of the sort of sickly fruit or confected caramel oaky tones that can go with it.
Yeah, no, I think we both mistook it for white Burgundy when we tasted it, didn't we? And actually, we should be clear about how we did taste these wines.
Good point.
Because it was quite rigorous. So, first of all, we had tasted all of them at Waitrose press tastings in London.
Yeah.
Then we had them sent to our house to taste again, and we did this tasting double blind. So you served me the wines blind and I did the same for you. We had a few different options in each category. We'd already decided, obviously, on the categories, and we just focused on which ones we found the most delicious. Now, we did this twice on two different days, and this Chardonnay was a standout. So classy.
Yeah, yeah. It's not short on character, is it? But it's got real finesse and culture to it. You know, it's a great alternative to white Burgundy. Brilliantly complex oaked Chardonnay and really good value.
So. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Actually, we should say this one is £19.99 normally, but £14.99 on offer. Now, that's fantastic value for the quality and character. And if you compare it to white Burgundy, it is a steal.
Indeed. Indeed.
At that level.
There's a top tip if there is one. So next up is our fourth staple, and that is an off-dry aromatic white. Now, I reckon some people won't be on board with this choice.
Possibly not.
You have to try it before you're converted. But, you know, what this can give you is a superb accompaniment for spicy food. And how often do our dishes feature a bit of or a lot of spice these days? You know, I'd say pretty regularly, especially for, you know, curry fans like me. And this is important. It can also work as a lovely aperitif if you're not a huge fan of fizz or things like that, which I know some people aren't.
Yeah, yeah. What it can also be is great value, because this isn't necessarily the most popular style at the moment. And it can work as your lower alcohol option. So one for a cheeky school night tipple, you know, because that succulence that you taste in the wine is a little bit of sugar that hasn't been turned into alcohol. And that makes it really easy drinking and good with spice and lower alcohol.
Yeah. Win, win, win. So we've chosen a German Riesling, the Light Rüdesheimer Magdalenenkreuz Riesling Cabinet 2022. It's only 8%. Alcohol and only £13.99 as well, or £10.49 on offer. It just leaps out of the glass at you, doesn't it? With sort of fresh green apple and lime aromas, really aromatic. But then on the palate, it's sort of succulent and rounded, but also with mouth-watering acidity, which always works well with food. It's very young, isn't it? And primary, and but also, you know, quite seamlessly balanced.
Yeah.
So it is ideal for aperitifs, you know, or for spicy food, both things here. And importantly, it will sort of age and develop over time too. That acidity and sugar will help it age and develop. So another one you can hold on to.
Talking, which, you know, Pegasus Bay from New Zealand is another. I know I had to mention it. Sorry,
I wondered if you were going to slip this one in.
got to put this one in. It's a lovely off-dry Riesling at Waitrose, a tiny bit more expensive, and it's different in style. You know, you've got much more mature and waxy, smoky, petrolly flavours. It's not for everyone, but a great alternative if that sounds more your thing. So, moving on, no self-respecting household is without some decent rosé.
I wondered what you were going to say then.
And there are lots of options, aren't there?
Decent rosé. There are. You know, magnums of rosé are always fun, aren't they? We'll talk about them a lot on the show.
Oh, yes.
But maybe not the best everyday item or the most everyday item. I don't know.
Depends.
Well, in some people's houses, remember, we've got to pretend to be normal. equally, you know, you might want to choose a really characterful, sort of left field, funky rosé, which we'd heartily endorse, of course. But in this context, we're after a sort of easygoing all-rounder. I think,
yeah, we deliberately wanted a bit more mainstream all-rounder.
For winter as well as summer. You know, a dry rosé with enough flavour to be satisfying and stand up to food, but also with sort of broad, easy drinking appeal.
Yeah. So you could go Provence, and a recommendation we would give is the Mirabeau Pure. Mm. But the one we've chosen is the Muga Rioja Rosé 2022. Mm. You know, on the one hand, it's good value. It's £11.49 normally, or £8.99 on offer. That's the 25% offer.
I think it's £11.99 actually normally.
Oh, £11.99. Yeah. Yeah, and then £8.99. Plus, it's a bit different. Not everyone's that familiar with Rioja Rosado, but it can be really elegant and foody and quite subtle, like this one, you know, which has flavours of wild herbs and red berries and a nice, smooth, fairly generous texture, and also an underlying intensity that's really appealing.
Yeah, definitely a lovely texture there, you know. Okay, so time to draw breath. Coming up, we're going to dive into reds, sweet and fortified, plus some cheeky left field and even bonus wines. By way of recap, we're compiling the ultimate list of wine essentials everyone should have at home, from joyous everyday drinking to versatile food matches, even emergency gifts or celebrations. So far, we've got English Fizz, Zingy White, Nutty Chardonnay, Off-Dry Riesling, and All-Rounder Rosé. Next up, a lighter, elegant red.
Now, there are, again, options here. You could go for things like Beaujolais, or Valpolicella, or Sicilian Frappato, even lighter styles of Grenache. Mm. But you just can't beat a good Pinot Noir.
Well said.
And no list like this should be without one. Mm. It's versatile, good on its own or with food, not too alcoholic or heavy. Mm. So that is where we are focusing our attention.
Yeah, we did a really interesting tasting, didn't we? Which we repeated several times going around the houses as we did it. I'll just leave it at that. We should mention here that the Waitrose buyer Imogen Bowen Davis recommended Kiwi Pinots because, in her words, they offer really good value compared to Burgundy Pinots. And she said they're really good with food too, which, you know, I think we thoroughly agree with, wouldn't we?
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, a good New World Pinot Noir is so useful to have at home. It's elegant, has the elegance of Pinot Noir, but also tends to have that bit of extra generosity that not only makes it appealing to lots of people, but also goes really well with food.
Absolutely.
You know, even spicy food. So.
Absolutely. And a really good New Zealand Pinot to mention here would be the Mount Difficulty Bannockburn Pinot Noir 2020 from Central Otago. Mm. So refined and serious. Now, that is $27.99 or $20.99 on offer. But it's fair to say that however much we talk about good value, decent Pinot tends to be pricey.
Yeah, it's true.
So I'm going to throw in another New World Pinot here into the mix. Yeah. And it's the Elephant in the Room Palatial Pinot Noir 2022 from Southeast Australia. Now, it's maybe not the most refined, but it is juicy and gluggable and fun with a really elegant, bittersweet character. It's got a nip of tannin and lovely, fresh acidity. And it's only £10.99 or £8.24 on offer.
Yeah, yes,
what a bargain!
It's rare to find a bargain Pinot Noir, isn't it? But you know, this one is very smashable.
That's exactly it.
It's sort of all plump black cherries and sort of herbal notes, isn't it? You know, one for bangers and mash, maybe.
Maybe.
But the Pinot that we ended up choosing above the others after much deliberation
and drinking,
and that too. Is actually a red Burgundy. There we go. The Joseph Drouin Chory Les Bonnes 2020.
Yeah. So, I mean, what we loved about this one, was not just that it's delicious. You know, it's got lovely, refreshing acidity, bittersweet, tangy berry fruit, and also floral, meaty, complex aromas. It's very fragrant, like all the best Pinot Noir. It's just sexy stuff, you know. But
have you noticed that about all the wines out there?
I don't. It's like a Paul Hollywood handshake. But it's actually $24.99 down to $18.74 with the discount. So sub £20 red Burgundy, that's actually really rather good. That is quite unusual.
Yeah, it is actually, yeah. So kudos to the Waitrose buying team. You know, I suppose Chaulieu-le-Beaune isn't the best known Burgundy appellation, which is often a good tip to finding value in the region. Something we'll be coming back to in a future pod quite soon. So yeah, a rare red Burgundy with a nice touch of age that won't break the bank. You know, that's a great start to the reds. There you go.
So now we need a richer red by way of our seventh staple, and we're going to go straight in there with a Rioja Reserva. Now, this is the ultimate cockle-warming red that's mature and ready to drink when you buy it. Also ideal for hearty food like, you know, roast lamb or a big casserole. You know, it's a comfort wine. It's like slipping into a cosy leather armchair by the fire at the end of a long day. And the one we've chosen is the Baron de Lay Club Privado Rioja Reserva 2018.
Yum, yum, yum. So one tip when it comes to Rioja is to look for names that indicate some oak aging has taken place. So Crianza, Reserva or Gran Reserva. But don't go too cheap. This is key. You know, there's lots of cheap Rioja out there, which is a great shame. But, you know, you get what you pay for. There are also good producers to look out for, and that's a good way of making sure you're getting, you know, good value. This one, Baron de Lay, is pretty reliable. So this is £13.99 normally, but £10.49 on offer. That's great value for, you know, a really well-made wine that's been aged in oak and then bottled for, what, 5 years now.
So. Yeah, and it really does taste properly mature too. Yeah. You've got baked plums, cinnamon, a smoky tobacco leaf notes and hints of coconut. And then in your mouth, it's got fine tannin. It's got warming spice. It's very smooth and creamy. It's serious and foody and intense. I mean, it's essentially like autumn in a glass, isn't it?
That's what I say, yeah. I suppose there are lots of other, perhaps even fuller-bodied options we could have gone for. Malbec from Argentina, Aussie Shiraz, American Cab. You know, it depends entirely on what floats your boat.
These are going to be more pure fruited styles, really.
Yeah, perhaps. Yes, exactly. This is a sort of old world mature oak aged red. Yeah. Those would be much more fruity and fleshy,
rich
perhaps.
And fruity.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I think one really good alternative we've got to mention here is the Reinecker Cornerstone 2019 from Stellenbosch in South Africa. It's an organic blend of 75% Cabernet Franc and 25% Cabernet Sauvignon. It's sort of big boned, well structured, full of ripe fruit, but also very savoury and grounded and fine. You know, this would be great for lovers of clarets as well as, you know, elegant New World red. So it crosses lots of boundaries.
And I think that wine funds the housing and education of farm workers. And the idea is that they are the cornerstone of the winery, hence the name. It's absolutely fantastic. Yeah. It really is. It's a bit pricier than the Rioja. It's £19.99 full price, down to £14.99. But I'd say still amazing value.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're up to number 8 in our wine staples hit parade. Next up, another underrated and potentially controversial style, which is the Appassimento style red. You know, it's a classic of southern Italy where grapes are sort of gently raisined in the sun and then make a slightly off-dry red that's really succulent and generous and ideal with sort of spicy meat dishes.
Yeah, I mean, this was a style we reached for a lot during our 12 years on Saturday Kitchen when we were finding wines to go with heartier dishes, especially dishes with a bit of spice. And so it earned a place in our regular wine repertoire, didn't it?
Yeah,
and actually, funnily enough, we had a moment recently in a London restaurant, Apricity, where we bit into some seriously hot chilies. I have no idea what they were doing on the plate, but there they were. We tried them, not realising what we were getting into.
Yeah.
And we just couldn't speak. Anyway, we were very glad we had a red of this style on the table to sort of douse the flames.
Yeah, another emergency wine that worked well.
It actually coped somehow.
So I know. That was a hot date.
Ha ha.
Anyway, you know, these wines, you know, they're typically, though not exclusively, from Italy. And we've got a great value one here. It's the Terre di Faiano Organic Puglia Primitivo 2021, which is sort of rich and polished in style. It's creamy and with tons of seriously ripe dark fruit. Mm. You know, it also has a slightly sort of floral, clovey, potpourri scent, which is really quite pleasant.
Nice and heady.
Sort yeah, it's really succulent and rounded. It's one for people maybe who don't like too much tannin. And also those who like a bargain.
Yeah, because this one is $10.99 down to $8.24 on offer. Ooh. Or you could help save the planet and buy it in the bag-in-box version, which is, it's a 2.25-litre bag-in-box for $27.99. Mm. So the equivalent would be £11.20 per bottle. So this format doesn't go into the special offer as far as we know.
Yeah, I've just got it here. I'm waving it around. It's actually more of a sort of bag-in-cylinder.
It's really attractive.
It's quite cool. It's quite smart. Yeah. Quite a smart blue cylinder with sort of metal ends and a carry handle for easy portability.
Maybe it could be a handbag afterwards.
Christmas sorted. just, you know, want to mention, given this kind of alternative format is so much better for the planet than shipping individual bottles, as you said. And you can always, you know, put it into a decanter to make it look smart if you want to.
Yeah. So for our penultimate ninth staple, we are going esoteric. This is the left field option. Something a bit different, a talking point, an oddity, anything that's not a classic or mainstream to sort of shake up your taste buds or stimulate debate. Mm. Now, there are lots of options here, but we've gone Lebanese with the Chateau Umsiat Mijana 2019 from the Bekaa Valley in Lebanon.
Mijana, not Majuli. Anyway, there are lots of reasons why this is a talking point. One is its origin, of course, not far from the Syrian border in Lebanon's high-altitude Bekaa, where I was fairly recently, as we've discussed on the pod. Meaning, you know, you get the ripeness of the sun as well as the freshness and balance of altitude. But another talking point is its price. You know, this is the cheapest wine we're featuring. It's a total bargain. It's £9.49 normal price. So that's £7.12 by my calculations, all of which are highly dodgy, by the way. You need to double check prices
debatable.
Online. £7.12 on offer.
Now, so just to explain, this is a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Syrah, Carignan and Sanso. Mm. It tastes a bit like a Southern Rhone blend, but wilder, you know, with rich, ripe, dark fruit and hints of leather and wild herbs, you know, in your mouth. It has good juicy acidity, fine chalky tannins and just a lot of character. It's a lot of wine for the price and definitely something a bit different.
Yeah, perfect. And so we reach endgame. Number 10, where we come on to sweet and fortified. Now, it's always a bit of a shame when two huge wine categories are lumped together, which always happens, you know, everything from Moscato d'Asti to Madeira.
We have only got 10 slots, you know.
We've only got limited slots here. So we're going to leap in with the delectable Crociani Vinsanto di Montepulciano 2017.
What a wine. I think my tasting note was just two words in capitals. Love it! Exclamation mark. I mean, you get these unbelievably complex aromatics of roasted, toasted hazelnuts and milk chocolate and steeped raisins, baked fruit. And then you taste it and it's just gloriously sweet and rich and heartwarming, but with lovely juicy acidity and a kind of sort of salted caramel nutty lick on the finish that keeps it from being in any way sickly.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the bottle. It's 15.5% alcohol, so that's not super high.
Well, not for this style, yeah.
Exactly, not as high as some of the sweeter fortified wines, for example. So it's not too much. You know, you definitely wouldn't want to be drinking huge quantities, though. You know, this is definitely a vino da meditazione, a meditation wine. It's one to sip and savour slowly in reverence, you know, either on its own or with some strong cheese at the end of a meal. Or I guess if you were really going for it, you know, you could have it with some nuts and raisins as a snack.
Yeah,
mid-morning snack.
It's also not...
Just thought I'd throw that in there.
It's also not cheap, so that might naturally limit consumption.
Yes, that's true.
You know, so it's £21.99 for a half bottle, which is £16.49 with a 25% off. But, you know, it's 6 years old, aged to perfection in oak barrels after the grapes were air dried on straw mats. You know, it's brilliant with cheese or chocolate, and it will keep once you've opened it in the fridge.
Very good point. Yeah, very good point. I mean, there are lots of other options here, as we've said, you know. But just a general tip here, we do find that sort of that oxidative style of sweet or fortified wine, you know, is so versatile in terms of occasion and food, more so, you know, I'd argue, than their non-oxidative counterparts. So things like Vinsanto are oxidative because of the long aging in barrel, as is Tawny Port. You know, as opposed to vintage port or LBV or Ruby, which isn't. We've actually got one oxidative port option here, haven't we? The Kopke 10-year-old white port non-vintage. It's £37.99 for the bottle. It's sort of lovely and heady and spicy.
And there's a tawny as well that sort of partners it. Yeah, yeah. And we also had a great shout from Waitrose's sweet and fortified buyer, Jamie Mathewson. He said he had a serious mistrust of anyone not having sherry in their fridge. Love that. He added, and I quote again, sherry is a much more versatile food wine than most people realise. He recommended a medium dry sherry from a good producer because it's always a winner with guests, works as an aperitif and digestive, and is brilliant with hard cheeses. It can also last a few days once opened, so can hang around in the fridge for a while without spoiling. Mm. That's what Jamie thinks.
Now that I think of it, I think we recommended a good dry, tangy Fino sherry at our live Q&A, in response to this question.
Yeah. I think that was because it was the middle of the summer.
Exactly. It's a different style, isn't it? You get lots of styles in sherry, so it's a bit of a cheat. But, you know, within that, you know, it's lovely. And a Fino with nuts or seafood, a great alternative to fizz.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, sherry just has so many different styles to offer, doesn't it? Okay, so that's our 10 done. But, of course, we always aim to over-deliver here on Wine Blast, so we couldn't leave you with just 10 bottles in your box when a full case would be 12, of course. So we have snuck in a couple of bonus options too. Wines you can't live without. Mm-hmm. Things that are a bit different with character, but which are all about your own personal preference.
Okay, so we're getting personal here.
Do you want to
go personal first, or shall I?
I'll go first. Mm-hmm. So my bonus bottle is the Florent Rouve Arbois Chardonnay 2020 from Jura. Now, I know it's another Chardonnay, but this is very different from the Bouchard Finlayson. It talks just as much of Jura, whose wines I love, as it does Chardonnay. It's got subtle aromatics, but with hints of red apple rind. It's got leasy notes. It's got some sort of baked clotted cream, some blanched nuts. But it's on the palate that it really comes into its own. It's got brisk acidity, tangy, creamy texture, a kind of saline mineral character, and then this lovely, gentle, oxidative kick on the finish. You know, it feels really artisanal and very Jura. So that is my bonus category, a good characterful white from the region of Jura. And in terms of price, it's $19.99 down to $14.99.
Okay, so my bonus style is a serious Italian red. It could be Barolo, could be Chianti, could be Nerello Mascalese, something that just feels special, you know, like a treat, but goes with lots of different dishes. And I've gone for the Val di Suga Brunello di Montalcino 2016, which is $29.99. down to $22.99 on offer. You know, it's not cheap.
No,
but this is
date.
An absolute aristocrat of a wine. It's mature, it's serious, it's, you know, leathery, meaty tobacco and tea leaf aromatics, and then tons of fine textured tannins, serious structure, lots of dried fruit and warming spice on the finish. Given all of that, I'd argue it's pretty decent value.
Especially for a bonus wine.
Yes.
So our case is now brimful of 12 superlative wines. Shall we have a quick recap on what our ultimate wine staples are?
Good idea. Going to whip through these. So the 10 wines always to have at home are, number one, traditional method sparkling wine. Two, zingy white. Three, full-bodied white. Four, aromatic off-dry white. Five, all-rounder rosé. Six, elegant lighter red. Seven, richer red. 8, a Patimento style red, 9, a left field option, and 10, glorious sweet. Plus maybe a bonus or two, if you're being really good to yourself, and if your wine rack can take the strain.
And as for the specific wines we've mentioned in those categories, they are Hattingley, Classic Reserve, Brut, non-vintage from England, St. Clair, Wairau, Marlborough, Sauvignon Blanc 2022 from New Zealand, Bouchard, Finlayson, Crocodile's Lair, Chardonnay 2021 from South Africa, Lights, Rudesheimer, Magda Lennenkreutz, Riesling Cabinet 2022 from Germany, Muga Rioja Rosé 2022 from Spain, Joseph Drouin Chory-les-Bones 2020 from France, Baron de Lay Club Privado Rioja Reserva 2018 from Spain, Terra de... I knew I was going to get one of these wrong. Terra di Faiano, Puglia Primitivo 2021 from Italy, Chateau Umsiat Mijana 2019 from Lebanon, Crociani Vinsanto di Montepulciano 2017 from Italy, Florent Rouve Arbois Chardonnay 2020 from France, and Val di Suga Brunello di Montalcino 2016 from Italy.
Now, we'll put that full listing, including prices and links to buy, on our website show notes, as well as social media in due course. So do look out for that. As we say, the Waitrose 25% off when you buy 6 or more bottles lasts until the 7th of November 2023. And these wines will sell fast. So you'd be well advised to get a move on if you don't want to miss out.
But it's worth stressing again that even at the non-discounted prices, these wines are wines we'd highly recommend. And we look forward to raising a glass with you in due course.
Yeah, and on the subject of interactions, please do get in touch. You may want to tell us we've absolutely nailed this one and given you the best excuse to splash out on some great bargains. Or you may want to let us know how wrong and misguided we are. Or just let us know about your particular favourite wine staples. Either way, we're here for you, and we love to hear from you, whatever you have to say.
Thanks to Waitrose for kindly sponsoring this episode and providing the wines, and to their buying team for sharing their top wine staples with us. And of course, thanks as ever to you for tuning in and spending quality time with us. It's been a blast. Until next time, cheers.